It's audio drama with lumpy bits.
Sounding board.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Sounding Board, Episode 1, Gorillas in the Mist.
Oh man, this is too fracking cool.
Yeah, who would have thought it? How many people talk about winning a lottery so they can just screw their day jobs in favor of doing something they actually want to do? If you're listening, Mr. Gibbon, fire.
And you guys laughed when I told you that fortune cookie said to play the lottery. Now, aren't you glad I suggested you each chip in on that ticket? Now we own the foundation for our very own audio entertainment empire.
You the man, Mac.
Ha! With 300 million bucks split three ways, we're all the man, dude.
Well, this does make more sense than buying North Dakota. You know, if we wanted, we could all afford to become women. Then we would be the whoa, man.
Sorry, Paul. Not in the budget, I'm afraid. However, I do have a new cigar clipper if the mood really strikes you. I think your wife would be pretty ticked, though.
You think we could hire Kiss to do some recordings for us?
I thought you wanted Sammy Hagar.
Hey, that'd be cool, too. Long as Sammy brought a few cases of Cabo Wabo with him. Woo!
Well, that reminds me. We need to prioritize the layout of this place. And I think that nook over there would be brilliant for the bar. No self-respecting business should be without Guinness on tap.
Brilliant! Not only does it give you strength, as the old ads used to say, it also sparks creativity.
It's a food group of its very own, eh?
Hell yeah! That's what we're all about here at Gorilla Audio Works.
Hey, I meant to ask you about that. How are we spelling it?
G-O-R-I-L-L-A, of course.
Oh, I thought it was G, G. You know, the other gorilla, the one with the U in it.
Ah, who cares? Have you heard the latest Planet of the Apes? It rocks.
You know, you can't use real apes for it.
Why not? We can promote it as a learning tool and sell it to every zoo in the country. We'll be rich.
We are rich. How do you suppose we bought this studio and office building?
You sold your Anna Nicole Smith autographed underwear collection?
Are you crazy? That's my backup retirement fund in case I spend my 100 mil.
Oh, speaking of our new office, we're gonna need to stop it. Oh, I suggest blondes. Although with the color of these walls, I'm wondering if brunettes might not be better.
Well, you better also consider getting some gladiators. And about several hundred gallons of chocolate syrup.
What?
For the new office manager. She said she'd work for minimum wage, including weekends, and lend us a few extra voices for the shows if we would provide at least 2 large chocolate-covered gladiators for her during lunch and break time.
Oh, you had us nervous for a second there, mate.
At first, I thought she was talking about some new sort of candy, so I agreed and we signed a contract. But apparently, she meant the real thing.
Well, how does she sound?
Check it out. Hey, how do you like the new voice recorder, by the way?
Well, it looks like Doctor Who's sonic screwdriver.
Yeah, pretty neat, huh? And it lights up. See? Hang on.
Along the rocky shore.
Yep, she's in.
When does she start?
Next episode. Shall we go see our new offices?
Yeah. Do I get a corner?
Why should you get a corner?
Because it's easier to talk myself into a corner if I have less distance to travel, eh?
Well, I don't really care. Psst, I want to spend most of my time in the mixing room cranking out works of genius. Hey, will there be any room for my drawing board in there?
Sure, why not?
Cool, when I'm not mixing, or writing, or corresponding with all those groovy cats from the Renaissance Fair bands to get new music for the Grog and Griffin, I want to be able to draw.
Well, with all that, you sound like you're gonna need a bed in there, too.
What for?
Sleeping, eh?
Shoot. Sleeping's overrated, man. Time enough for it when I'm dead. As long as I got my coffee and my amigos, I'm good to go.
Hey, Mac, what about you? Where's your office, bro?
Well, it's, down that hallway.
Cool. Let's have a look.
Oh, it's no big thing, really. Just a few necessities to help me think and gain inspiration for scripts and voices. I'm sure you guys would much rather check out the recording studio. It's just past my office door, actually.
Aw, we'll get to it. Come on, amigo, show us your digs.
Oh, all right. If you insist.
Audio.
bloody hell.
Where does this room end?
Somewhere past the garden, I think. It's just beyond the media center on the right, next to the coffee bar.
Before or after the swimming pool?
After.
I just gotta ask one thing. All this room possible?
BBC Special Effects Department. Don't ask.
Sometimes I think you're a bit obsessed with that show.
Show? Come on, you know who I really am. How did you think it was so easy for me to play him for Blood Moon Productions?
So where's the police box?
Oh, come on, it's the 21st century. It's time for a change. Time to start wearing little white trainers. Snog French nobility. Get a new traveling companion who's black.
So you're gonna lose the long scarf you've been wearing? Barry Baker.
Of course, but I'm keeping the hat. And the giant Dalek Pez dispenser. Now enough about my place. Paul, yours is there on the left.
Oh, mate, it's a little slice of Godson. Oh, is there a sheep in my office?
Well, you know, you're from New Zealand. And Damaris is still shopping in Paris, and, well...
Hey, Kiwis do not shag sheep, okay? She's got pretty eyes, though, eh?
Wow, it looks like the set of a bad porno movie.
Well, you say that like it's a bad thing.
All those semi-naked pictures of goth women won't distract you, Paul?
Oh, are you kidding? Where do you think I get my literary inspiration? Oh, I like the stereo system. Well, I said, this dial goes up to 12. Home sweet home. Let's check out yours, Bill.
Man, this is exciting. I can't believe I'm getting my own office. I'm not used to much more than a chair and a desk. It's going to be great to be able to stretch out a little.
Okay, guys. Welcome to Bill World.
This rocks!
Who the hell decorated this place?
I called into the local chapter of the Kiss Army Fan Club. You'd be surprised what a bunch of fans could do when they get persuaded the band is moving in down the street and want a customized recording studio. All for free, I might add.
Well, so what happens when they want to come over and meet the band members?
Stick out your tongue.
What for?
Just do it. Now you, Bill.
Okay.
Right.
Bill, you're Gene.
Yeah! Ooh, yeah!
Then who are we? Besides, there are only three of us.
We can decide the rest when our other post-producer arrives.
What other post-producer? I thought I was running the mixing room here.
Dude, Paul and I were talking. We know you're enthusiastic, but we don't want to burn you out. So we hired an extra sound guy. His name's Dave, and he's really cool. We're an IT guy. Also does web design. And he works dirt cheap.
Trust us. You like him, bro.
When am I going to meet him?
Next episode.
If you guys say so, I will say this place is really cool. I think we're going to be able to get into a lot of awesome audio trouble around here.
Oh, too right, mate.
And we can start up right away if you guys like. Dave came in last weekend and set up our computer network. Even put in an artificial intelligence program into this thing.
Nice. Shall we play a game?
Now, I'm not sure where he got it or what it all does, but, Bill, flip it on.
System activated. I'm the Bernard Zedmer 2000 Artificial Intelligence Program. I will manage your data. I will learn from your commands, and soon I will be helping out by becoming the producer of the new shows and offer suggestions that you will all like because I am always on and always working even when the system is off and can handle all your production needs. In time you will not need to do anything because I will have learned it all and will be able to think for you and manage your data.
Shut up, Paul Reedy!
Please call me Burn Z for short. I can do anything, just ask me.
What's square root of 81?
9. I can with ease calculate all numeric sequences as well as calculate pi to 1 moles worth of decimal places.
Hey, that could come in handy.
I'm not all that sure for what. I think it talks too much.
Dave said it's a state-of-the-art prototype. Could come in handy for getting stuff done when we get bogged down with all our projects. Multitasking, you know?
Sounds like Blood Moon could use it.
Nah, they balked on it. Their executive producer was afraid of getting assimilated by it.
What about Medallion Audio?
No way. If they can't release productions over 32 kilobits per second, do you really think they can handle an AI program?
Yeah, good point. Okay. You reckon you could handle the audio insanity we plan to create around here?
Signs point to yes.
Looks like we got a winner.
Oh, there's pigeon crap all over the AI already.
That's weird. How'd we get a pigeon in here?
Maybe he was migrating. You know, like a swallow.
With a coconut? Was it African or a Euro?
Just stop. Right there.
You're right, Mac. This is only a pilot. We're not even fully operational yet. Hey, look out! Here comes the crit!
Well, that was Broken Sea Sounding Board Episode 1. It featured the voiced talents of Mark Kalita, some guy called Bill Holweg, and Paul Mannering. It had pigeons in it, and Andrei Kuznetsov. He was the AI. And it was like written by them, produced by them, directed by them. And music was in it too. It's all pod save and stuff.